Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why do they call Bird Bird? Why? Because he looked like a bird.
He cannot be that guy.
It's the Guru Steiny Guru Steiny Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, it's time for the crossover brought to you by Bay Alarm. Rest easy. We've got you covered. BayAlarm.com. And you heard the voice of Steve Kerr there. He will join Willard and Dibs, who are joining us now at 5:30.
Should be in a good mood.
Five o'clock.
Steve Kerr, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
All right.
And on Willard, the number.
And that number's 3.5.
And you ain't walking out of here anytime soon.
Yeah, we got a show meeting, baby. Now, you staged yesterday. I want to thank you for that.
Gutsy.
You shocked a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right.
Heroic.
You never do.
No, it was
heroic.
Look at him, the turn of red.
Let's talk about football.
How about the Warriors real quick? They won. Carl being a good man.
Yes, they did. They won.
Yep. I mean, they won, but it's a game that they're supposed to win. And I did a whole, 12-game look. And if the Warriors are real, quote-unquote, then they go 8-4. They have all these games at home. They stink on the road. And you lost to the Clippers, fine. And, maybe it's because of the refs, whatever you want to say. You don't win on the road right now, but these home games, if you start to, look through the schedule, these are wins. It's winning season.
But Scottie made it real. Better.
They
said he said he won't let, I'm speaking for you, he won't let this record change what he thinks.
This homestand.
The homestand of the team.
Yeah, what's the 8-4 is starting when? Right? Referring to what?
4 games ago.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had 10 of 12 at home.
But last night starts an 8-game homestand,
correct.
Right?
That's correct.
Okay. Mully said they'd win 7 of the 8.
Mm. Okay.
I got to take the under.
Okay.
I mean, that's a safe bet. I mean, they'd have to go 8-8.
But
you're
playing
over,
ball record-wise. The record is getting fertilized.
Like, I think 5-2 would be pretty good. Man. And Evan brought this up.
Well,
I mean,
it doesn't equal 8. But anyway, go ahead.
What's that? What did I say?
You said 5-2.
Well, that's because
from here on out.
Thank you, Dibs.
Okay, so thank you
very much.
So 6-2.
I got the Warriors going.
Yeah, including last night's game.
Never gets old.
He's going.
Hell no, I forgot what he's going
to say.
The back end of the trip gets, the back end of the homestand gets a little tough because they play the Knicks, and then they have a back-to-back.
Miami and Toronto.
Well, not easy.
Right. Charlotte is squeezed in.
Nothing
the Knicks
easy.
Is actually 5 days before the back-to-back, but that's okay.
Oh, there's a 4-day break after
it's
Knicks?
The Knicks on a week from tonight is Knicks. Then you get Friday off. Then you host Charlotte Saturday.
Okay.
Then you get Sunday off. Then Monday, Tuesday, back-to-back, Miami-Toronto.
That's no joke.
I mean,
well, here's the other
thing. None of it's a joke. It's all real.
If you look, and I'll just throw this out. You may not mean anything, but if remember last year when the playoffs started and they had after the first 3 or 4 games, it went game off, game off, game off, game off. That's exactly what this schedule is until this back to back. So they're going to be coming fast, and we'll see how they handle it.
Also, between that Knicks game and the end of the homestand. Many believe there will be news, which could change the calculus of
and
this entire situation.
I mean, before that day, there is a scheduled loss in the homestand, which is Portland.
Well,
you don't beat Portland.
It's true.
You don't beat Portland.
But
0-3.
They're very young, and this one's at 8 o'clock at night, so it's going to be past their
Peacock.
Bedtime.
Good call.
Yeah, good help.
Good call. Good old Peacock.
Good help.
Stoney, play him that Baldy sound.
Oh, I'm ready for this.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we heard it. Yeah.
I tried to say it to you guys yesterday.
This is Baldy in Philly.
Yeah.
Right?
On in Philly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Baldy on here.
Woody, you've said this to the Joes. That's a great question.
And no doubt. And in fact, I said it, and Egan said, hey, listen to this. And I was like, so it's going to be cool if we play it and everybody's going to rip Baldy? And he's like, yeah, fair game. Anyway, so here we go.
This is great.
Brian Baldinger, maybe not our SF Odyssey insider after this.
I wouldn't even be close. It'd be Sirianni and Hurts. We're talking about, two guys that have been to two Super Bowls, won one, and been to other big games and been in the playoffs every single year together. Yeah, that's not even, I wouldn't even have a debate with that.
Really? Mm. You wouldn't even have a debate?
No, not even a debate.
So how
one
much?
One guy's done it.
What's that?
One guy's done it. One guy's trying to do it. One guy's trying to get over the hump. One guy's trying to. No, I you know, when you've done it and you've been there, they never take that away. It never goes off your resume. That's what it's all about.
They asked Baldy whether he would take Sirianni and Hurts or Shanahan and Purdy.
And it sounded like even the Philly hosts were like,
yeah,
they were shocked. Huh? Well, again, it's fine to pick Sirianni and Hurts.
But to say it's
to
not
to say
close,
it's that, not even a debate is my, laughable.
Right.
However, it's objectively laughable.
Yes, however, it says more about how Baldy respects or value, you know what I mean? Like,
well, he played the game, maybe the ring.
That's exactly what it is.
That's what I was talking about yesterday, the ring.
But that's what you guys were talking about yesterday. If you had asked which resume do you take, I'm totally with him. But that, like, that's just an odd thing. By the way, I feel like, and I love Baldy. I would love to spar with him on this because I think it's a hypocritical take. 2 years ago, he came on this station and advocated that the 49ers go into free agency and keep Sam Darnold as their starting quarterback over Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold's never won a playoff game. He's never won a playoff game. And you said you'd take him over Brock Purdy, who has four playoff wins, two NFC Championship game appearances, Super Bowl appearance, takes Patrick Mahomes to overtime. So if you're going to say, I'm always going to lean to the person who's done things over the person who has not, now I'm confused.
Well, he might say, no, I'm solely Super Bowl.
Okay.
Doug Peterson, Nick Foles.
Well,
where are we at? Where are we with that?
That's great. Great.
Because Doug Peterson, he's been at like, you know, a couple of different spots since then. Nick Foles is no longer a quarterback. So would you take Nick Foles and Doug Peterson over Kyle and Brock?
No.
So it becomes a little flawed.
Used the word context. You know,
it is context, and I get that. And you know, Nick, he won the bowl, so good for you.
And
that's too.
Right. I'm the one I watched
at
your house.
Kyle Bender too. Also,
you're right. So is McVay.
Right. Right.
But you're right. If you're going to the sum of the resume, I get that. But to say it's not close, that's shocking.
Well, then maybe you should take Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers over Kyle and Brock as well.
Yep.
Because Aaron's got one, and Tomlin's got one.
They got dust on it, Aaron.
I know, but if we're talking about like resume arguments, if you want to like go to the resume, then yeah, we can do that. So, and that's not really the way I look at it. And also the Sirianni-Kyle comp, it's not accurate because Sirianni is not a coordinator. He's the coach.
Like Ravens also messed up. They should have fired Lamar, not John Harbaugh.
But
he's won a Super Bowl.
Well, okay.
Lamar's never even won an AFC title game.
No doubt.
Gotcha.
So for sure I would pick John Harbaugh over Lamar Jackson.
But if I'm Saleh, this out of left field, is he coming back?
I don't know.
Man, a lot of openings.
He's got at least three teams.
Apparently four now.
Four?
Atlanta, Arizona,
Raiders.
Baltimore, and the Raiders.
Oh, I didn't know Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore's now
requested?
Maybe it's five now.
But did they officially request?
That's according to Evan. Yeah.
Okay.
And if I'm Saleh, that
sucks.
To get
that's
out of here with your injuries and these young.
Oh, that's the one you want.
You get out of here based on what the contract is. If you're going to give me 4 years, then yeah, I'll do it. If you're going to give me like a 2 or 3 year deal, no. Right. If you're the Raiders and you want to give me 4, if not 5, I'll do it and go ahead and buy me out after a year or two.
If Baltimore wants to give me a 3 year deal, I am gone, man. So,
right, but I mean, if you're the Raiders in Arizona, I'm going to need 5 years plus a piece of the team.
Yeah,
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Paula, I feel like he's got the juice to say no to bad ownership teams. I would say no.
Come back around for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if like let's say he's got two of those teams that he would coach, but they don't offer him a job, but another team does. I think if he says, you know what, I'm going to go back to defensive coordinator for a year.
It happen.
I think he'll get. Well, here's my. I shouldn't bring this up now. Here's my bigger issue is.
2 days.
It sounds to me like he's got 5 requests for interviews, but like. Because of the NFL's Rooney Rule, yep. It's like we don't even know how serious they may or may not be. I'm going to assume that they're all very serious, but
I get you.
You know, who knows? Who knows how serious a candidate that those teams really think he is, or if they're just following
Eric
protocol.
Bieniemy.
If you got bad ownership and no quarterback,
yeah, right.
Arizona, Vegas,
Miami.
Well, I don't.
I mean, the
hate
roster,
Miami's,
I think the ownership.
I don't hate Miami's ownership.
Tua's done. My man from Texas.
But if you can't answer either of those, like, do you have a good owner and do you have a good quarterback? And if the answer to that is no, both,
Talk to me about Arizona real quick. Murray and their ownership, no?
Yeah. Kyler not going to be their quarterback next
Bidwell
year.
Is one of the worst owners in all of sports. And, you know, once the Clippers got rid of Donald Sterling, he moved up the ranks into Mount Bad Owner More.
Why do you invite them to the game?
That's a 4. That was his Donald Sterling.
Oh my God, Donald Sterling.
That was elite.
Donald Sterling if he had a cold. It was Donald Sterling if he had a cold.
And the other thing, too, if you're Sala,
you keep it up.
You look at like next year, who's going to be firing their coach? If you want to look at like next year's firings, well, Aaron Glenn in New York, he might be in a little bit of trub. And, you know, there might not be as many openings next year as there are this year.
And if you take the Arizona job, keep an eye on your division. It happens to be hard.
No doubt.
And maybe they'll just.
I said that for the Niners, regardless what happens in Philly.
Yeah.
Where you at with Pierce?
Do you think they'll just, real quick, do you think after next year they'll just elevate Sala as the 49ers head coach?
All right. We know when you want to leave.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just
I'm on
we got a show.
95.7 the game.
You're going to say stuff like that. Just go.